What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kenny really enjoyed the Wings loss to the Sharks last night. That was tremendous. Sorry. I'm sorry. Now listen, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We just gave you the Ben Johnson news. I wanted to ask this question. I talked to two friends of mine about the Lions game. And, you know, hey, how you watching it? You know, you got a party to go to, you having people over the house, and they're like, no, I'm watching it alone. Like, excuse me? They're like, this is too big of a game. I cannot watch games like this in a social setting, watching it alone. So we then talked to Kenny, our resident barfly, a very social man, a guy who likes to be out and about. That's fun Kenny when he does his hair. Like, Kenny, how you watching the game? Alone, hunkered down, game too important. And let's face it, Kenny wants personal cheesy bread. So look, I wanted to ask this question to you guys as Lions fans. It is a Saturday night divisional round, 8 p.m. kick. Like, this is primo party mode where you would have a house full of people. But what I'm getting so far from three of the bigger Lion fans in my life is the exact opposite. Solitude, seclusion, quiet. Game's too big to be doing small talk. So I would like to know. And listen, I don't think there's a wrong way. I think you can do whatever you want to do. But there's part of me that looks at it and goes, next weekend would be the alone. A lifetime of emotion and frustration and waiting. That NFC title game, no, I'd be very careful who I'd watch that game with as a Lions fan. This week is a 10-point favorite at home on Big Ten Saturday night. Don't you get together with a few people?
No.
See, okay, so you're the solo viewing as well.
You do. You know why? Because this is anxiety viewing. This is, I don't care what Vegas says, you just want to win by one. And if things go sideways, you don't want gloom and like a Jeff Rieger type, like watching the game with
no
you.
No one could watch a game with Rieger. I don't think it's possible.
I had to.
When? And what did you do to deserve that?
We had to do the Lions. We were doing the pregame show out at B-Dubs, but before that, we actually did the show. You were gone. And the MSU game was on during the time, so Rieger was just like, oh, baby, look at that. Oh,
you know what you should
Western
have done?
Michigan just scored again. I'm like, Rieger, seriously.
You should have told him you had to go to the bathroom, except you left. And you went and sat in your car and watched it on your iPad.
But you don't want that person. It's very stressful because you know your team is supposed to win, but it's the anxiety until they do win. Mm-hmm. You don't want to talk to them. Or if you do, you want to be around a select group of people who know to shut the hell up and just sit there quietly and not, you know, you don't want... Like I said, guy who just always gloom and doom guy. You don't want to be around Pacer guy who just walks back and forth in front of the TV set. You don't want any of that
person. You don't want to watch the game with shoot the puck guy.
Right. Right. So that's where I can easily see. No. And for playoffs, every game counts.
A regular season on a Saturday night, guys. Listen, I want to know. And again, no one is wrong. I was surprised. Kenny is clingy. He needs to be around people. He doesn't like being alone. Kenny is a party guy. For Kenny to be watching it alone, that was something. A couple buddies I talked to, it was surprising. You know, they're social people, and they're big Lions people. And it was like, no, you know what? Opting out of it. Had an opportunity to go watch it. X, not doing it. Watching it alone. 248-539-9797. Now, Kenny, if anything, I know the one thing I said you won't argue is you wanted personal cheesy bread. Everything else, yes. If you think I took a cheap shot at you, you're welcome to. But you're going to be alone for this.
Yeah, more than likely we'll be alone. And the way I look at it is, like, look at all the Monday night football games the Lions had, or the primetime games in the regular season. For those games, yes, those are games where I'm going to watch with buddies at a bar, group of friends, whatever it is, party.
Means nothing.
We'll do all that because it's still a big game, and it's prime time, so it's obviously magnitudes higher, but it's not a playoff game. For these playoff games, I need to lock in. I need to hunker down. I don't want to be around your kids. I don't want to be around your, you know,
well,
drunk friends.
Well, let me say this. If you're throwing a viewing party for a Lions game, that has to be kid-free.
Yes.
The person, the people agree. With the kids can't host that party.
Well, Mike, but there's my no kids are so well-behaved.
Should have wore a condom.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You cannot have kids at a viewing party. Now, if it is going to be where every couple has kids and all the kids are going to be there,
run.
Then that is I would never attend it.
Run.
Four hills. But no, I'm being serious. Like, this game is too important.
Are those kids out here in the background? Yes, I'm staying
home. I'm out. I do that to people sometimes. And again, they're friends. I wouldn't do this to a stranger, but I got a couple of buddies who have like 17 kids like David. And it's like, listen, do me a favor. When the kids go to sleep or you slip them a Benadryl, call me back. I can't do this. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like a circus. And I'm like, I can't have an adult conversation with you. Call me back later, will you please? You got kids swinging from the ceiling.
Or the proverbial... They're in the conversation with you, and then they just stop. But you put that down and leave your brother alone.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mike.
Or hey, you know, so-and-so wants to say, oh, hi, Mr. Mike. Yeah, hello. Go away.
Let me
I
want
to talk
what
to your
did.
Dad. Will you please?
Yeah, let me tell you what we did yesterday for recess.
Mr. Mike doesn't care.
You would love my kids then. My four-year-old doesn't want to talk to anybody, so he won't come to you at all.
Perfect. Go ahead, David. Party, or are you watching this thing alone?
See, if it's my team, I have to watch it alone. I can't be with other people. I want to yell. I want to say certain things. I want to actually critique the actual football game. I don't need a conversation. I don't need a side conversation about that something that's not about football. Let's talk about the – I don't know. Leave me alone. I need to be alone, period.
Especially – and look, we all hope that the Lions win, but my goodness, if they're down in the third quarter – do you really want to be sitting there in a room full of people?
Correct.
No.
Correct.
You don't.
Okay.
And I just got another. Already high enough. All you need is that one. See, I told you. Same old Lions. I don't need to hear
now,
this.
See, that guy should get punched in the face. I hate the same old Lions people. How can you say that about this team, this franchise? I hate those people.
Because they see an opportunity this Saturday.
And you know what? You know what their opportunity should be? For you to back your car over them.
And that's also what you don't want to be around them is the uneducated Lions fans, the new Lions fans, the people who don't really know that much about football. They're just there for a party. Those are the people that really can ruin your viewing experience too.
Hey, I went to the game at Ford Field. I didn't see this yellow line on the field. Why do I see it on the TV all the time?
Oh, my.
Or just Johnny sports fan with a big dumb opinion that you don't want to be listening to right now. You just want to be locked into the action.
So, Lions game. It's Saturday night, not Sunday. That is a game changer socially. I just wanted to know, what is the plan, the viewing plan for this? Because I just got a text from another buddy. Third friend. Now I'm alone. Because I am not doing it.
Yeah.
He's even sequestering himself from his wife and kids. He's going to watch it in the basement. This game's too big. He's too nervous.
Because, see, I think last year it was okay to have parties because there was no expectation. It was, okay, we just want to win a playoff game. They won a playoff game. It was fun. Now, when the expectations kick in, it's anxiety.
Well, that's so weird. I mean, isn't this double-digit disco town? What are people weird about? What are people so scared about?
Bruh, like I said, all I know is last year.
58-2.
Last year, Mike.
76-3.
Yeah. You were on the few people who I took a phone call for. And you want to know why? Because you respected me enough not to call me.
That's right.
But I would take your call, and I think we talked at halftime.
Yep.
And I'm just like, Mike, I don't know what to do. Because I remember, I think the Niners were an 8.5 or 9-point favorite over the Packers, and we're losing the entire game.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, this isn't good.
Yeah, and you know if I call you, it's not trolley. I don't have the energy or desire for that type of stuff. It's to talk ball.
Right.
Or be like, hey, you good.
But other than that, there's a lot of people. They call, no. Text, no. That's cute. That's funny.
I want to hear from the people. Let's get into it. And I don't think there's anyone wrong for doing it. I was just surprised. Because to me, you're a 9.5-point favorite. Everyone's confidence has bordered on like irrational, like you're playing the Washington Generals. And I figured, all right, it's party time. I thought Kenny be at a bar holding court. A couple of friends of mine have very nice setups, entertainment oriented people, like they would be hosting a party.
Nope.
Nothing.
I think the last party that you hosted was probably the Lions Vikings game.
There's no scenario I would be at a party for the NFC title game as a Lions fan
or Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's tough.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I don't know, man.
If the Lions make the Super Bowl, that's going to be a tough call for some folks.
You can't do it.
It will be a tough call.
The NFC title game's too personal for too many people, and it's okay to be alone for that. Or just like immediate family, fathers and sons or brothers, like people who you've been through the stuff with, I get.
The Super Bowl is know the closest party, and if at halftime your team is winning, let's go.
Yeah, the problem is then if they lose the lead, you're the guy in the commercial who, with his famous charred duck, and he's at an Oregon tailgate.
High tide.
Yeah, high tide. You do not want to show up, and then everyone blames you that the team blew the lead.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We will get with the people next. 97.1.